Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Widener women's basketball coach Elisa Kintner. Her squad having an outstanding season. Sit at 12-2 on the season. And coach, thanks for the time. Congratulations on the success. Guess it's been a fun ride so far.
It has, Matt. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. It's been a good year so far. We've been plugging away every day.
I know you had a 20-win season last year, so were expectations high coming into this season, or has this group surprised you a little bit?
I think the expectations were high. We knew that we lost a couple players last year, but we had the main core coming back, and we needed to make some adjustments for losing our center. But other than that, I would say the expectations were pretty high. We're preseasonly ranked number one in our conference over Messiah, and Messiah is usually number one for my 17 years. I don't know if anybody's ever been picked higher. So I think we had a target on our back coming into the season, and I think we're doing a good job with it.
Yeah, that's going to be my next question. When you preseason number one, stuff like that, target on your back, did you have any concern how the kids would react, or were you confident you had a group that could handle it?
I think we had senior leadership that was able to handle this and corral our team together and make them understand that every game that we go into, we're going to get everybody's best game. So we had to be prepared for it and focused for every game. So I would say our senior leadership has been there to lead us through the way.
And you talk senior leadership. Overall, who are the kids that are really helping to make this happen?
Devin Rimmer and Madison Ireland. They've been playing a lot of minutes for me over the last 4 years, 30-plus minutes a game for four-year starters. So they're really doing a good job. They understand the conference. They understand the talent that we're playing and how to get the team ready. So I would say both my seniors are really leading this team right now.
And defensively, only allowing a shade over 63 points a game, what's allowing you to have that success on the defensive end?
They're really working hard. We have a little motto that energy elevates our play, and it couldn't be any more truthful. Once we get out there and we're giving it everything we have in practice, you're seeing the energy kind of bring us to the next level. The focus of stopping and guarding our yard one-on-one is very important to this team, and I think they've bought into the system in order for that to work. We've been allowing 63 points, like you said, and that's probably been the best for the last few years. So defense is clicking on all cylinders, and with my style, we'd like to get out and run. So defense is important for those defensive rebounds to get us sprinting on both levels.
I know you guys have had a lot of success, but I'm sure there's always a push to get even better. Where can this group improve and get even better as you turn towards the second half of the season?
I think this year is a little different for us because we're challenging ourselves. Our conference is extremely strong. Messiah, Albright's undefeated, Lycoming. So we need to play better competition outside of our conference to get us ready. And I think we've done that this year. You know, playing Rowan, Ursinus, Amherst, Mary Washington, all top teams in their respective leagues. So I think that has been a big part to what we're doing the second half was getting us prepared for conference. And I think these teams have prepared us for conference on how to play at a high level every single day. So I would say mostly right now is playing good competition, practicing very hard, coming in, focusing, trying to do one game at a time, you know, not look ahead to anybody in conference or look over an opponent at this point. And I think that's really keeping us focused through the season.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.